I do a lot of complex commercial litigation, and I'm going to give you some of the tips that I've learned through the years on the do's and don'ts of depositions. The first don't is don't get too distracted by whatever that probably fairly complicated either transaction can be, the software, the technology, the patent, whatever it is you're fighting over in that case. If you spend all your time in the weeds in your depositions, you're going to run out of time. But B, you need to be developing your big picture story for what you're going to present to the jury. And the jury's not going to want to hear a whole lot about all the minutiae and all the weeds of whatever that complicated issue is. So the first tip is don't spend too much time in the weeds. And as Steve McConico likes to remind his lawyers at Scott Douglas and McConico, this is discovery, so don't forget to discover. You need to be asking all the questions, bringing out even the bad parts of your case, because you need to know what they are. You need to know how the other side is going to present them, and then you need to know how to respond to them by the time you get to trial. And don't spend a lot of time in depositions arguing your case. I see young lawyers doing it, and I'm always surprised as often as I see more experienced lawyers do it. They spend their entire deposition, or most of their deposition, arguing their facts and trying to convince the witnesses that it must be the way they said, that transaction must have gone down this certain way, or you must have messed this up or missed this point. And the witnesses will argue back. You're not learning what the real story that witness has to tell. You're not learning what the other side's case is really about. So don't spend too much time arguing your case. Get the information from the other side. Learn all you can about your opponent's case. That's what you're there to do. You're there to discover.